Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at his feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were there not? Where are the other 9? Has none but the foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Good. If I ask you a question, why are you coming to the church? I get different answers from different people. I came to the church because the church commands it, or to fulfill my obligation. I come to the church to ask God various favors which I need. I come to the church that God may console me in my sorrow. I come to church because I like to sing, meet my friends, and so on. So what is the right answer now? Can anyone say why you come to the church? Wonderful answer. To praise and glorify our God. To thank God, to praise God for his love towards us. This must be our intention when we come to church. I need to praise and thank my God. This must be our intention. So in today's central theme of in the readings is gratitude. In particular, the expression of gratitude God expects from us. In today's gospel reading, Jesus heals 10 lepers. These ones were real lepers. In those days, life for lepers was utter misery. They were banned into the wilderness, there to carry their miserable existence away from family and friends. A person affected by leprosy must wear his clothes torn and his hair disordered like mine. He must shield his upper lips and cry, "Unclean, unclean." As long as the disease lasts, he must be unclean. And therefore, he must live apart, outside the society. He was completely banned from the society. He was kept in the hilly area. All the leprosy people will be living as a society or as a family. As the law commands, the 10 lepers stopped some distance away from Jesus and the apostles, and they cried, "Unclean, unclean," to warn them of their presence. They pleaded, so they have to shout, Unclean, unclean. If anyone is coming on the road, if the leprous person is on the road, he must shout, unclean, unclean. Then the people will turn to other road and go. So they saw Jesus and cried out, unclean, unclean. And Jesus also stopped. Jesus never went too closer to him, or Jesus never touched them, because there is the law. No one is allowed to go near to them or touch them. So Jesus also stopped. And they cried out, Master, Jesus, have pity on us. They fully realized that Jesus is the only one who can help them. No one else. They totally believed that Jesus will heal their sickness. Jesus simply said, hey, you go and see a priest. So while they were going, they were healed. Their leprosy was gone. They are fresh, very nice, very healthy. Finding himself, one of the leprosy men turned back and went to Jesus. He found out Jesus and he praised and thanked and worshipped Jesus, bowing his head. Jesus asked, hey, where are the other nine? Are they not cured? Why those people didn't come? Why those people did not thank Jesus? They might have thought they are the Jewish people. And this man is Samaritan. So those nine Jewish people might have thought, hey, God is for us. They always tell, God is for us. And he is supposed to heal us. So God has done his duty and we are healed as his children. So they went back to their home. There is no gratitude towards Jesus. And in today's first reading, some 850 years before Jesus was born, the religious life in the kingdom of Israel was in a pitiable state. Most of the people had taken the idol worship, following the bad example of their rulers. In an effort to bring his people back to himself, God sent an extraordinary prophet, Elijah. He did so many miracles among the people. The cure of Naaman was one of them. So now let us see, who is the Naaman? Is he belong to Jewish or he is outsider? So Naaman was a Jew, not a Jew. He was the commander-in-chief of the army of the king of Aram, the kingdom to the north of Israel. Naaman suffered from a skin disease, white leprosy. White leprosy. So he was not able to hold his post. Naaman tried all remedies available, but everything went vain. No use. All the remedies he tried. So what happened? Naaman's wife had an Israelite servant girl in his house. The girl spoke to Naaman's wife about the prophet Elijah and the many wonders he worked. And the wife asked Naaman to visit prophet Elijah. So only hope for Naaman and his wife is Naaman visiting prophet Elijah. They hope that he may do something. So, he's a commander, he has a lot of power, and he is rich. And he went with his servants to see prophet Elijah. And prophet said, "Hey, Naaman, go and have shower 7 times in the river Jordan." He did not see also. The prophet did not see even Naaman. Just he said, "Go and have shower 7 times in the river Jordan." Naaman might have felt something bad. "Hey, I am your commander and I have the power, and he never even looked at me. Just he said, go and have shower." So by somehow he went to the river Jordan and he had 7 times shower. Then immediately what happened? His skin became like a tender baby. What a miracle, you know. His skin became tender like a newborn baby. He was extremely happy. He went to the prophet and he praised the name of Yahweh. How great, how wonderful, how strong Yahweh. Myself, my family, and my followers, everyone will worship your God, God of Yahweh. Gratitude towards God. The new faith, the new trust, new hope came into the life of Naaman. Then he requested, "Prophet Elijah, I am going back to my country, Damascus. So before I go, I like to take some mud from your country, from Jerusalem." Okay. He took the mud and he went to Damascus, and he spread that mud, that soil, everywhere in his garden, remembering that Yahweh is with me. Yahweh is my protector. I did the same thing when I visited Jerusalem. I collected mud from the ground and I took to my house. I spread everywhere around my house, believing, trusting that Yahweh will save me all the time. So, today's readings gives us a wonderful message to all of us. We need to be always gratitude towards our God. The gratitude makes us pure our lives. The gratitude towards our God brings us a lot of blessings, abundant of blessings. So the liturgical worship is thanksgiving, gratitude towards our God. So when we behave like a gratitude people, we will be saved from everything. Are we saved? Are we saved?
Yes.
Only one is ready. Yes, we are all saved by God. God saves us every day. At this very minute, in these very circumstances, in this very time and place, God saves us every time, every day. If we are not in the mind of God, we are dead, no more. Since we are in the mind of God, we are alive. It means God is saving us every day. God will be always on our side. So Christians are to be thanksgivers at all the time, both individually and as a community. It is our responsibility towards our God. We need to be thankful all the time. We need to be show our gratitude to our God at all the time. God is provider. So let us show our gratitude all the time, and all the time God will provide everything that we need.